Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Last week's horrible news from Aurora, Colorado has everyone talking about whether or not we need to do something to prevent these senseless shootings from happening again. Some would suggest we need better gun legislation. Lock up the guns. There's a lot of talk about gun legislation every time there's a tragic shooting. Would stricter gun laws have prevented this catastrophic loss of life? My answer, maybe. I find it alarming that this guy could buy assault rifles, 6,000 rounds of ammunition, and all sorts of military gear without raising an eyebrow. Crazy people and felons should clearly not be allowed to buy guns. But then, how do you determine who is crazy? James Holmes seemed to show little or no sign of being mentally ill before the terrible shooting at the movie theater. Furthermore, people who are crazy or criminal find their guns on the black market or they steal them. So stricter gun laws are not a guarantee we would keep guns in the right hands and out of the wrong hands. Others might say, lock up the mentally ill. Should or could we keep crazy people locked up? We used to retain much larger percentages of mentally ill people in our state hospitals. Today, with deep, ominous budget cuts, it's highly unlikely we're ever going to vote to keep a high percentage of mentally ill people hospitalized. Besides, mental illness is much commoner than we might suppose. The vast majority of mentally ill people do not commit violent crimes and are not a threat to do something like this Joker clone in Aurora. I would say we should encourage reverence for life. The pillar that supports the Western ideal of human rights is an assumption that undergirds it. Respect for life. Some cultures revere life, others do not. I think ours generally does reverence life and value each individual person. However, there are dark elements of disgust and contempt for life that are coming through many elements of our culture, and especially in the entertainment industry. The Dark Knight trilogy has come a long ways from the original Batman that was full of pow, smack, and holy cow Batman. The newer Batman movies are increasingly sinister and dark. The arch-sinister character Joker was especially so. His ability to take human life with impunity makes him not only clever, but a murderer. It is little wonder that actor Heath Ledger, before he overdosed, had been complaining about the troublesome role of playing the Joker in the previous Dark Knight movie. I find it haunting that after murdering 12 and injuring 58 other persons at a movie theater, James Holmes boasted to the police that he was channeling Batman's arch nemesis. He said he was the Joker, enemy of Batman. I suggest that movie makers should think twice about peddling entertainment that exhibits such callous disregard for life. When we flash those diabolical characters on the big screen in living color, who are murderers, heartless, ruthless, and cruel, it's a great surprise that unstable people who are inclined toward evil sometimes replicate their cruelty? Jokers are supposed to tell stories that make people laugh. Could anything be less funny than the mayhem at Theater No. 9 last week in Aurora? This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.